This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Although wildfires are occurring more frequently, Congressman Jonah Goose says many homeowners are finding it hard to purchase adequate insurance to help them recover in the aftermath of events like the Marshall Fire.
Clearly, this is an issue that should be on the minds of policymakers in Washington. It's been an uphill battle convincing folks to take it as seriously as I think we need to take it.
Negus says one possibility is to create federally backed wildfire insurance, similar to the National Flood Insurance Program. Colorado has a new type of missing person alert. The system will specifically highlight indigenous people, and it goes live tomorrow. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Native people go missing at alarmingly high rates, four times as often as other racial and ethnic groups in some parts of the country. Raven Payment is part of a missing and murdered indigenous persons task force in Colorado. She says she hopes the new Amber Alert style system brings attention to cases.
Hopefully it'll alert those places to be on the lookout, or, oh, hey, I do think I saw that person recently. Calling relatives across the state. We're a pretty quickly connected community.
Colorado is the second state in the country behind Washington to have the system. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The State History Museum's Preservation Office has been awarded nearly $75,000 to investigate and document Green Book sites in the state. Green Book sites were safe, trusted locations where African Americans could stay while traveling in previously segregated America. History Colorado officials say the research will help provide insight into how African Americans adapted and persevered despite widespread racism and violence. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, it's Fresh Air. It's 206.